This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Confirmed, you would not be getting Justice Scalia. You would be getting Justice Barrett.
It is day two of the confirmation hearings for President Donald Trump's nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. She, like her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, claims to be an originalist, and she explained to those in the hearing today exactly what that means.
So in English, that means that I interpret the Constitution as a law, that I interpret its text as text, and I understand it to have the meaning that it had at the time people ratified it. Okay. So that meaning doesn't change over time, and it's not up to me to update it or infuse my own policy views into it.
Perhaps the issue first and foremost in most everyone's mind as to whether the Supreme Court nominee will announce if she believes Roe v. Wade should be overturned, making abortion illegal, at least at the federal level.
I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process.
Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham has promised that his committee vote will take place this Thursday, October the 15th at 9 o'clock in the morning. At a news briefing, the World Health Organization's Jim Campbell says that while there is a drop in COVID-19 infections among crucial healthcare workers, they are experiencing multiple strains.
We're seeing around the world, it's the burnout, the stress, the anxiety that we're seeing amongst our healthcare employees and how they have the motivation and the commitment and the dedication to continue in their work when they're faced with these many, many difficult challenges.
This is VOA News. In the southern state of Georgia, the Secretary of State's office says more than 128,000 Georgians went to the polls yesterday. Now, it's a record day for the first day of early voting in the state. The high turnout saw eager voters waiting in hours-long lines across the state to cast their ballots. Election officials and advocacy groups have been pushing people to vote early, either in person or by absentee ballot, in anticipation of record turnout and concerns about coronavirus exposure. But some would-be voters turned up yesterday only to find that their county offices closed for the Columbus Day holiday. Monday's high turnout surpassed the nearly 91,000 vote on the first day of early voting in 2016. In the wake of heat waves, global warming, forest fires, storms, droughts, and a rising number of hurricanes, the UN Weather Agency is warning that the number of people who need international humanitarian help could rise 50% by 2030 compared to the 108 million who needed it in 2018. In a new report released Tuesday, the World Meteorological Agency says more disasters attributed to weather are taking place each year. It said over 11,000 disasters have been attributed to weather, climate, and phenomena like tsunamis over the last 50 years. New figures released today by the Chinese government show the world's second largest economy continues its rapid recovery from the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Chinese exports rose 9.9% in September compared to a year ago. Analysts saying the rise was spurred on by global demand for Chinese-made personal protective gear and other medical supplies to curb the spread of COVID-19. China's global trade surplus last month was $37 billion, down from the $58.9 billion posted in August. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has made a rare public visit to the coastal province of Latakia, where he toured areas that suffered heavy damage in last week's wildfires that killed three people. Assad's public visits to areas around Syria have been rare since the country's conflict began in March of 2011. Conflict has killed nearly 400,000 and displaced half of Syria's population, including more than 5 million who became refugees, mostly in neighboring countries. The United Nations says Pakistan's timely national response and cooperation with neighboring countries, including arch-rival India, have averted what was predicted to be a devastating invasion of desert locusts. The Pakistani government declared a national emergency in late January. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.